When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Masturbators is part of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network, along with some other pretty amazing shows like An Evening at the Movies, Crime Rewind, Crushgasm, Literature Reapers, Love is Black, Men Are the Prize, Season to Season, The Simplest, and Toontastic Journeys. You can find all of these podcasts and more at IDNMTRpodcastnetwork.com. Now remember, Masturbators is filmed before a live social media audience, and it's a mature show that talks about mature things. It's not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you. Have a good day.
Hello, hello, and hello. Welcome to the Masturbators Presents Rack Reviews. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and we have a bit of a new roster. Some people are not to be found. Some people will come on a little bit later, but the two we're going to start with is the people we start with. So, Casey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm here. I'm back. I'm ready to review some brackets and talk about some movies and maybe some underrated gems and how overrated as fuck Raising Arizona is. But we'll get to that later.
You damn fucking right. So, anyway. Yep. And as a guest, Amanda, how are you doing?
I am. I'm a wreck. Not gonna lie, but glad to be here and have a little bit of a distraction from hours and hours of dissecting every single lyric of the Tortured Poets Department, which has 31 songs. For people who don't know,
No way. Goddamn.
I've listened to it all the way through twice, and this will be a good break. Talk about something else.
Yeah, I'm not listening to 31 songs on the album. I mean, that's not happening at all. No matter how
you
much.
You wouldn't listen to it if it was 5 songs. It's Taylor Swift.
if Kendrick put out an album with 31 songs, I'm not listening to all songs. Definitely. Anyway, but today we are reviewing the Nick Cage movies that we did for social media. Here's how this goes. The highest seed will always play the lowest seed. There's a bye in the fourth round and the quarterfinals. There will be a third place game. Depending on if Josh comes on the time, we'll be helping with the third place game. And also, like always, I did not make these rankings. I got all of them from IMDb. And then I re-ranked them in Rotten Tomatoes scores. So you'll like this ranking, blame those two. Now, I would like to say this as well. Starting in round two of this bracket, I know I did mid, but it took me a long time to do this bracket. Starting round two of this bracket, I went from a different format a little bit. It was 1v1, now it's 1v1v1v, which is 4. So it'd be 4 in the group and the top 2 moved on. That's how I'm going to do it. That's how I did it here. That's how we're going to do it for the rest of our brackets moving on. So if you're watching live and right now we're ending pop songs and we're going to comic books of the 2000s. You see 4. That's how that's going to work from now on. Okay. All right. So Casey and Amanda, are you ready?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Samantha, you are, you know, technically a guest. I'm going to have you pick first. I mean, which one is a better movie out of the play of movies?
Okay.
Some of these people don't know. It is what it is. but it's what it is. All right, so we got Bangkok Dangerous. That came out in, that came out in 2008. Trespass, 2011. Grand Isle, 2019. And Outcast, 2014.
Wow, I literally do not know any of those movies. I'll go with the Bangkok one just because I like to say Bangkok.
All right. Casey.
I'll go with the one that sounds close enough to Trash Panda.
So Trespass?
Trespass.
Yeah.
So the two that moved on was actually Bangkok Dangerous and Trespass.
There you go.
Bangkok Dangerous will move up by 47%. Actually, Trespass, Grand Isle, and Outcast were all 17%. So it was all a tie. So one of us in the group chat picked the tiebreaker, and somebody said Trespass. So Trespass moves on. All right, let's get into a bracket. Again, I'm going to still fuck with Amanda. Amanda, what's the better movie? Number one, Red Rock West, 1993. Or number 100, Firebirds, 1990.
Firebirds. Firebirds is fantastic, but I bet it didn't win.
So it was be a fantastic movie. It was ranked 100 out of 104.
Well, like, I haven't seen the first, the number one.
Red Rock West.
Yeah, never even heard of it.
Firebirds did win though. It won by 51% of the total votes. All right. We got number two, Pig, 2021. Versus number 99, Pay the Ghost, 2015. Pig wins by 74% of the total votes.
Yeah, looking at this bracket, I realized I need to go watch some movies. He has so many. I didn't realize he had all these movies I've never heard of. Like, I haven't heard of Pay the Ghost or whatever it was.
Pay the Ghost, yeah. And actually, Pay the Ghost, so Pay the Ghost is easily accessible. You have to pay for it if you have a lot of streaming services, just so you know. Okay. I'll go through and see what I can watch on here, and Pay the Ghost is one of them you could watch.
Special boxes.
Not even special box. Oh, I haven't used special box in a very long time, actually, guys. Because
that's what she said.
But a lot of my like phones and Amazon for some reason my Amazon comes with Max and Paramount Plus. That comes with that. Netflix comes with my Netflix and Apple TV comes with my cell phone, and I just pay for Hulu. I pay for Hulu and Peacock.
What about Disney Plus, or do you have the bundle?
Emily pays for Disney Plus. So, nice. I really don't use the special box anymore. I don't need it, but. When I have to, as it's still on there, it's unless I have to. But that's not here nor there, okay? All right, number three, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, 2018. Verse number 98, Trapped in Paradise, 1994. Spider-Man wins by 70% of the total votes.
I figured that would be higher.
I thought it would be higher, too. Could have heard Trapped in Paradise. Number four, Face-Off, 1997. Verse number 97, Dying of the Lights, 2014.
This better not even be fucking close.
Yeah.
It is not. Face-Off wins by 97% of the total votes.
So one person watched that other movie.
That other vote came from Harvey.
Number five, Moonstruck, 1987. Verse number 96, Season of the Witch, 2011.
Ooh.
Moonstruck wins by 76% of the total votes.
Snap out of it.
Number six, Dream Scenario, 2023. Verse number 95, Rage, 2014. Rage wins by 59% of the total votes. So Dream Scenario is actually a really good movie. It's an A24 movie, and it's about, for some reason, people keep dreaming of Nick Cage, his character. He's in everybody's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's in everybody's dreams. Number seven, Raising Arizona, 1987. Verse number 94, Christmas Carol, the movie, 2001. Raising Arizona wins by 82% of the total votes.
It's a cult classic.
Yeah.
Cultured swine.
Number 8, Leaving Las Vegas, 1995. Versus number 93, A Score to Settle, 2019. Leaving Las Vegas wins by 95% of the total votes.
Leaving Las Vegas went really far in this draft, if I remember right.
I think so. But it should, though, because I mean, Leaving Las Vegas is not a bad movie whatsoever. It's a hard watch at the end of that movie, but it's not bad at all.
No, it's a good movie.
Number 9, Mandy, 2018. Versus number 92, The Wicker Man, 2006. The Wicker Man wins by 61% of the total votes. Yes, the bees. Yes, the bees. I'm sorry. All right. Number 10, Teen Titans Go to the Movies, 2018. First number 91, USS Indianapolis, Men of Courage, 2016. Casey, what's a better movie?
Teen Titans.
I'll put Teen Titans as well, but USS Indianapolis wins by 53% of the total votes.
Fucking
I haven't seen either.
Number 11, Adaption, 2002. Versus number 90, Almost Your Andrew, 1993. Adaption wins by 76% of the total votes.
Never heard of Almost Andrew.
Me neither. A lot of these first round people never heard of, and the reason why I like doing these is because if you listen live or you listen on whatever you listen to, that these are movies that maybe you should go see sometime, just to give them a chance. But here's a movie that everybody apparently saw. Number 12, Peggy Sue Got Married, 1986. Verse number 89, Stolen, 2012. Peggy Sue wins by 91% of the total votes.
I love that movie.
Number 13, The Unbearable Weight of the Massive Talent, 2022. Verse number 88, Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance, 2011. Unbearable Weight wins by 55% of the total votes, which was not a bad movie whatsoever.
Yeah. Very meta.
Mm-hmm. Number 14, Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans, 2009. Verse number 87, Time to Kill, 1989. Now, A Time to Kill and Time to Kill is two different movies. I just want to make sure everybody knows that right there.
Yeah.
All right. But Time to Kill wins by 66% of the total votes.
I could totally see Nick Cage just rolling out being Time to Kill.
Well, A Time to Kill. Well, I'm not sure what Time to Kill is, but A Time to Kill is with Samuel Jackson. He killed the racist people raping his daughter.
Yeah.
Yes, you deserve to die. Yeah. And I hope it burn in hell. All right. Number 15, Joe, 2013. Verse number 86, Looking Glass, 2018. Joe wins by 68% of the total votes.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Yeah, as I said, these first rounds, I mean, let me get through it.
Well, we just don't like people named Joe today, so I'll say okay. That.
All right. Number 16, Color Out of Space, 2019. Verse number 85, Sunny, 2002. Color Out of Space wins by 54% of the total votes. Number 17, Volley Girl, 1983. Mm. Verse number 84, G-Force, 2009. I didn't mind G-Force, actually. I mean,
that's the animated one, right?
No, it's with the guinea pigs that can talk.
Oh, I thought, okay, it is the movie I was thinking of, but I thought it was animated. Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's live action.
Yeah.
Volley Girl wins by 81% of the total votes.
Dang.
Number 18, Arsenal, 2017. Versus number 83, 8mm, 1999.
Ooh.
8mm wins by 94% of the total votes. Now, 8mm is one of Emily's most interested movies in this bracket. She said, I want to watch it with you, and then I'll see how you see. But I know it's a hard watch from what she told me.
Yeah. The one and done for me.
Yeah.
Good movie, but
number 19, Grindhouse, 2007. Now, I know people are going to say he was in Grindhouse. He had a very, very small part in Grindhouse. Get on. Let's get past it. All right. So, Grindhouse, 2007, first number 82, the Humanity Bureau, 2017. Grindhouse wins by 85% of the total votes. And the other movie was hot garbage. I watched it. That shit was horrible. Number 20, Matchstick Men, 2003. Version number 81, Army of One, 2016. Matchstick Men wins by 83% of the total votes.
Nice. I'm about to have a fucking meltdown.
Why?
The Rock is not a top 20 movie.
The Rock is what? Not. The Rock is not a top 30 movie, actually. God, it's true.
And that movie that's number one, nobody's ever even fucking heard of? Oh, my God.
Blame Rotten Tomatoes. Number 21, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, 1982. Version number 80, Gone in 60 Seconds, 2000. And I'm pretty sure a lot of kids that watch Fast Time at Ridgemont High was Gone in 60 Seconds. Hey-o!
Yeah.
All right, so.
Nicolas Cage has like one line in that movie. Why is this even on here?
Well, the same thing as Grindhouse. I mean, it's on there. But Fast Time wins by 64% of the votes.
Well, good, because that's actually a Nicolas Cage movie.
All right. Number 22, Kick-Ass, 2010. Version number 79, Vengeance, A Love Story, 2017. Kick-Ass wins by 90% of the total votes.
Yeah.
Number 23, The Croods. I never said The Croods. Croods?
Croods.
The Croods, New Age, 2020. Version number 78, Running with the Devil, 2019. The Croods wins by 60% of the total votes.
The Croods is cute.
It's not bad. I mean, I've seen the first one, which is coming up.
That's soon. The only one I've seen, yeah.
But I haven't seen the second one. Number 24, Rumblefish, 1983. Version number 77, The Runner, 2015. Rumblefish wins by 68% of the total votes. Number 25, Butcher's Crossing, 2022. Version number 76, Jiu-Jitsu, 2020, which that movie should never have been made. But Butcher's Crossing wins by 82% of the total votes.
I'll take your word for it, because I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it should never have been made at all. Number 26, Mom and Dad, 2017. Version number 75, Ghost Rider, 2007. Mm. Ghost Rider wins by 74% of the total votes.
You would hope so.
Number 27, The Cotton Club, 1984. Version number 74, Seeking Justice, 2011. The Cotton Club wins by 72% of the total votes. Jeez. All right, man. Now I get to mess with you.
Okay.
This next matchup is a Friday vote. Now, for people that's listening or watching, Friday votes are the smidget that you can win by. It's 50.5. Friday won by 50.5 in one of our brackets like three times. So every time it's a Friday vote, we call it a Friday vote. So, Amanda, I need you to pick between one of these movies. Number 28, Bringing Out the Dead, 1999. Or number 73, Next, 2007.
Next.
Well, you guessed that, but you're right. That's okay. 50.5% of the total votes. Number 29, It Could Happen to you, Number 29, It Could Happen to You, 1994. Version number 72, Captain Corley's Mandalorian? I don't know, 2001. it lost.
Captain not going to be here anymore.
Yeah. It Could Happen to You with about 76% of the votes.
I love that movie.
The Croods, number 30, The Croods, 2013. Version number 71, Between Worlds, 2018. The Croods win by 66% of the total votes. Number 31, Kiss of Death, 1995. Version number 70, The Old Way, 2023. Kiss of Death wins by 75% of the total votes.
Okay.
So to make Casey angry or happy, I'm not sure which one. Uh-uh. But number 32, The Rock, 1996.
Blasphemy.
Version number 69, Wind Takers, 2002. The Rock wins by 86% of the total votes.
I was going to say, if it fucking loses in the first round, I'm done.
No, I don't think it's going to lose for a very, very long time, actually. God, true.
Which is why it should not be number 32 in this bracket.
But maybe that helped it, because I feel like The Rock was one of the final two, if I remember right.
Well, we'll see. Because we'll I can't see. The
I know. Bar. Sorry.
All right. So number 33, World Trade Center, 2006. Mm. Rest number 68, Zandali. Or I hope I said it right, Zandali, 1991. World Trade Center wins by 75% of the total votes.
He was good in that movie.
Number 34, Wild at Heart, 1990. Rest number 67, Knowing, in 2009. Wild at Heart wins by 63% of the total votes. Number 35, Vampire's Kiss, 1988, versus number 66, Inconceivable, 2017. Vampire's Kiss wins by 64% of the total votes. Okay, number 36, Industrial Sympathy, number one, The Dream of the Broken Hearted, 1992. That's the whole name of that movie.
That is a fucking mouthful.
Yeah, it is. Version number 65, Kill Chain, 2019. Kill Chain wins by 65% of the total votes.
Yeah, because nobody wanted to say that other one.
Number 37, Honeymoon in Vegas, 1992.
Yes.
Version number 64, National Treasure, Book of Secrets, 2007.
Fuck this matchup.
National Treasure wins by 57% of the total votes.
Come on. Honeymoon in Vegas is amazing.
They're both fucking great movies.
It's like unbeatable.
I love Book of Secrets. I think Book of Secrets is better than the original, me personally.
Really?
I do. I love Book of Secrets, especially when they go into Mount Rushmore. I'm a whole nerd like that, though. So
it is really good. I just.
All right, Casey, I'm going to fuck with you. Number 38, The Flash, 2023. And God's truth, he had legitimately some of the other all the other small roles he had. He did.
Anyway, I don't even remember him in that.
If you blink, you'll miss him.
You miss it. Yeah, God's truth. So anyway,
like the Flash.
Number 38, The Flash, 2023. Or number 63, Primal, 2019.
I mean, I have a hard time picking The Flash to win just for the fact that he's there and gone in a flash.
Hey-o.
I'm going to go Primal, but Flash probably won.
The Flash did win by 51% of the total votes.
Just because people don't know how to vote. It's fine.
The Trust, number 39, The Trust, 2016, versus number 62, Never on Tuesday, 1988. The Trust wins by 70% of the total votes.
But what doesn't he do on Tuesdays? Now I need to know.
I never know. Listen,
never going to find out.
Number 40, Lord at War, 2005. Written with 61, The Sorcerer's Apprentice, 2010. Lord of War wins by 68% of the total vote. I like The Sorcerer's Apprentice as well. Don't get me wrong, but Lord of War was actually a really, really good movie.
I haven't seen it, so I can't. I like Sorcerer's Apprentice, so.
Okay. I thought that The Sorcerer's Apprentice was hilarious. It was funny at times. And
I'll trust y'all. I haven't seen it.
But Lord of War is more of an adult movie and a lot more killing and shooting. Oh, shit. Sorry. Kevin Storner's on over here. He said, not the bees, a long time ago. And then he says, he barely says any lines at Willy Wonderland, and he kills it the whole time.
But that's different because he's in the whole movie. He just doesn't speak. The other ones we're talking about, it's like you see him for 1 second and then he's gone.
Yeah, well, in The Flash, you see him for 1 second and legitimately 1 second. It's not just like he's it's him trying on a Superman costume because he put me Superman, and then that was it.
I mean, Fast Times, he has a line or two, I think, but it's barely anything.
Yeah, so the word was before, who's Superman before for him?
Henry Cavill?
In the 80s.
Oh, Christopher Reeve.
He was supposed to be Superman, actually. And he didn't, for some reason. I'm not sure why. but it is what it is. All right.
I think Kevin Smith had a after Superman 4 script that was supposed to get made starring Nicolas Cage. And the studio said,
nope, fuck off. Number 41, The Ant Bully, 2006. Version number 60, Snake Eyes, 1998. Snake Eyes wins by 90% of the total votes.
Aww.
All right, man, I'm going to fuck with you.
Hey.
Number 42, 211, 2018. Version number 59, The Boy in Blue, 1986.
I haven't seen either one of these. I'm going to go with 211 because it's newer.
And The Boy in Blue wins by 51% of the total votes.
There you go.
Here's the matchup that I did not like whatsoever because I love both of these fucking movies, and whatever won this matchup personally for me would have won the whole bracket, just me personally.
Okay.
Or got really close. So number 43, Willy's Wonderland, 2021. Or number 58, National Treasure, 2004.
Now see, 100 movies in here we haven't heard of, and these two are up against each other in the first round. This is bullshit.
That one of those will be either won or came close to winning for me.
Got it's got to be National Treasure.
National Treasure did win by 89% of the votes. I don't think people realize the greatness of Willy Wonderland.
National Treasure is just full of good dialogue, adventure, fun. Like
National Treasure is a far better movie. It's just
Willy Wonderland. Not a huge Nicolas Cage fan, but the first time I watched Willy's Wonderland, I fell in love with that movie.
Yeah, I laughed hard as hell in the movie. That movie was funny as hell. All right, so number 44, Prisoners Goes to Ghostland, 2021. Person number 57, Drive Angry, 2011. Mm-hmm. Drive Angry wins by 70% of the votes.
Well, that's a decent movie.
Number 45, Snowden, 2016. Version number 56, Dog Eat Dog, 2016. Snowden wins by 71% of the total votes.
Nice.
Casey, pick a movie between number 46, Racing the Moon, 1984, or number 55, Astro Boy, 2009.
I'm going to go with Astro Boy.
Racing the Moon wins by 51% of the total votes.
Close.
Number 47, The Weatherman, 2005. Version number 54, The Family Man, 2000.
Oh, The Family Man.
The Family Man wins by 63% of the total votes.
That movie is so good.
Number 48, City of Angels, 1998.
Oh.
Version number 53, Guarding Tess, 1994.
Those are both good.
City of Angels wins by 75% of the total votes. Number 49, Con Air, 1997.
Wow.
Version number 52, Renfield, 2023.
No!
I mean, I know who's winning, but...
You know who's winning, but how much did they win by?
I'm hoping not a lot.
It's a lot. I don't think a lot of people watched Renfield.
Less play, higher, lower, yeah. Amanda, give me a number between 50 and 100, I guess. Obviously, Con Air won, but
yeah, you know. 72.
Higher, Casey.
81.
Higher, Amanda.
89.
Higher, Casey.
What?
94.
Lower, Amanda.
91.
Ding, 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 ding. Con Air wins by 91% of the total votes. I like Renfield, actually. Renfield was actually
I liked it a lot. It's not for everyone, though. I kind of get it. And Con Air is good, but damn, that was a domination.
When it streamed, I had the conversation with Amanda where I was like, fuck that, I'm not seeing that, but I actually sat down and watched it. It's not that bad at all. People need to fucking watch the movie.
All right, last one, and Amanda, it's on you. Number 50, The Retirement Plan, 2023. Or number 51, Sympathy for the Devil, 2023.
Renfield. I'm gonna go with Sympathy for the Devil on this one.
Sympathy for the Devil did win by 50.5% of the votes. However, though, I'm going to go on record that both of these movies are better than Renfield.
Okay.
I will say that both of the movies, especially Sympathy for the Devil, was fucking fantastic. But I don't think a lot of people saw it, which sucks. But that movie's
still, there's a lot of movies that moved on in the first round that are not better than Renfield.
You're hurts to right.
And Honeymoon in Vegas.
All right, you guys ready for round two?
Yep.
Not if there's gonna be heartbreak like there was in the first round.
Probably.
Did he mention this gets harder and harder?
Yes. That's what she said. All right. So let's get to it. Got Pig or Trespass? Pig wins by 57% of the total votes. People love Pig because they said they remind them of what's the Keanu Reeves movie? That we think the dog get killed.
John Wick.
John Wick, yeah.
Yeah.
So we got that. So we have Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse versus Bangkok Dangerous. Spider-Man wins by 80% of the votes. We have Face-Off versus Firebirds.
Ugh.
Face-Off wins by 95% of the total votes.
See, both of these should be moving on.
Got Moonstruck versus Rage. Moonstruck wins by 85% of the total votes.
Yeah.
Got Raising Arizona versus The Wicker Man. Raising Arizona wins by 83% of the total
votes. It beat The Wicker Man? That surprises me. Okay. So I will say, growing up, like as a kid in the 80s, I loved Raising Arizona. I think just because it was so like quirky and a wacky adventure and whatever, I watched it all the time. Watching it as an adult, I was like, yeah, I don't like this movie anymore. But I think for us that grew up watching that movie, it was just like it kind of stuck in our heads, you know?
Okay.
Dre wasn't alive in the 80s, though.
Well, right.
I was partially. Partially. All right. Leaving Las Vegas, he left a lot of places. Jesus Christ. Leaving Las Vegas versus U.S. Indianapolis Men of Courage. Leaving Las Vegas wins by 91% of total votes.
Nice.
Adaption or Time to Kill. Adaption wins by 56% of the total votes.
Okay.
Peggy Sue Got Married versus 8mm.
Ooh.
Peggy Sue wins by 59% of the total votes.
That surprises me.
Hard to watch.
That is very true.
The Unbearable Weight of the Massive Talent versus Ghost Rider.
Ooh.
Ghost Rider wins by 57% of the total votes.
So Dre doesn't have a mouthful no more the rest of the tournament.
I mean, I would rather have that move on though, God's truth. Casey. Joe or Nex?
Joe
did move on by 50.5% of the votes.
Nope. Joe free zone.
Amanda.
Yes.
Color Out of Space or Kill Chain?
Kill Chain.
Kill Chain did move on by 52% of the total votes. Got Valley Girl or National Treasure Book of Secrets? National Treasure wins by 77% of the total votes. Got Grindhouse or Snake Eyes? Snake Eyes wins by 64% of the total votes. Now, I actually don't mind Snake Eyes.
Yeah.
Snake Eyes was actually my first time seeing it this year. It wasn't bad. All right. Matchstick Men versus The Boy in Blue. Matchstick Men wins by 94% of the total votes. Now, we're still on round two, but this is where I told you everybody that I started converting to 1v1v1. So, let's see, four matchups to top two and move on.
Okay.
So, we have, let's go down the list. So, we have National Treasure, Fast Time at Ridgemont High, Drive Angry, and Kick Ass. The two that moved on was Fast Time at Ridgemont High and National Treasure.
Okay.
Okay. We have The Family Man, The Croods, A New Age, Sympathy for the Devil, and Rumblefish. The Family Man and Rumblefish moves on.
All right.
Oh, so The Family Man moves on by 48% of the votes. Rumblefish moves on by 27% of the total votes. I'm sorry. Jeez.
Oh, is he okay?
She better be. So next one is Con Air, Butcher's Crossing, City of Angels, and The Cotton Club. The two that moved on was Con Air with 87% of the votes and City of Angels with 8% of the votes.
So I loved City of Angels. Like in the 90s, it was one of my favorite movies to watch. Great soundtrack. But I honestly did not think that him and Meg Ryan had very good chemistry. Like, I thought they were both, you know, good in the movie, but I did not get the chemistry between the two of them. But that's just me. I know a lot of people liked that, but I was like, no, I feel like they're awkward together.
Well, I mean, trust me, if City Angels was any other matchup, we probably would have lost with 8%, but that's what it is. All right, so Racing the Moon, It Could Happen to You, Snowden, and The Croods. It Could Happen to You, and The Croods moves on. The Croods have 42% of the votes. It Could Happen to You have 32% of the votes.
That's what I would have picked.
Lord of War, Kiss of Death, The Trust, and The Rock.
The Rock.
The Rock and Lord of War moves on. The Rock has 74% of the votes. Lord of War had 19% of the votes. And The Trust had 0% of the votes. They did not pick that thing at all.
Okay, is it time to say it now?
Go ahead.
How in the name of Zeus's butthole did you get out of your cell?
I was hoping that, I mean, the person that loved that line would have said it more, but it is what it is. All right, and last but not least,
save it for you.
Last but not least in this matchups is The Flash, World Trade Center, Vampire's Kiss, and Wild at Heart. The Flash and World Trade Center moves on. They both have 40% of the votes.
Pick The Flash.
All right. So
evidently, people like movies that he's only in about 2 seconds of the movie.
I mean, even if you like superhero movies, and I love superhero movies, The Flash is fucking horrible. It was a horrible fucking movie. And that, anyway, it is what it is. All right, we're on round three. All right, we have Ghost Rider, Pig. Oh, so we're on round three. The highest seeded movie that moves on will get a bye in the fourth round. Let's say that again. So we have Ghost Rider, Pig, Next, and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And the two movie that moves on was Ghost Rider and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Ghost Rider had 42% of the votes, and Spider-Man had 35% of the votes. That means that Spider-Man would be, for having the best seed, Spider-Man will be the bye into the quarterfinals.
Does he have a big part in that movie? Because I haven't seen it.
Yeah, he's Spider-Man Noir. Okay. He's the black and white Spider-Man in the first one.
Okay.
We have Kill Chain, Face Off, National Treasure Book of Secrets, and Moonstruck. Face Off.
Great movies going home.
Face Off and National Treasure Book of Secrets moves on. Face Off had 50% of the votes. National Treasure had 28% of the votes. And Kill Chain had 1%. I'm pretty sure that one person probably voted for it.
Yeah, Harvey.
Moonstruck.
We have Snake Eyes, Raising Arizona, National Treasure, and Leaving Las Vegas. Which is
National Treasure and Leaving Las Vegas are moving on.
National Treasure is moving on. And actually had the more votes.
What?
Yeah, National Treasure had 46% of the votes. The next movie that's moving on, Raising Arizona with 32% of the votes.
Oh, okay.
So Leaving Las Vegas and Snake Eyes is out of here.
What you talking about, Willis?
All right. The Family Man adaptation, Con Air and Peggy Sue Got Married. This is matchups. Con Air and adaptation moves on.
What?
Con Air wins by 64% of the votes. Adaption moves on by 15% of the votes.
The Family Man, damn it.
Casey and Amanda are going to develop a curriculum for people to enroll and come learn how to vote on these fucking matchups.
The Family Man actually had the least amount of votes. Just let you know.
Well, because there's a bunch of people like you and listen to you talk about how Christmas sucks so bad. I better not vote for a Christmas movie and hurt Dre's feelings.
Actually, we're starting to get a lot more votes, so I can't tell everybody not to vote for how to go. City of Angels, Matchstick Men, Lord of War, and Fast Time at Richmond High. The two that moves on, Fast Time at Richmond High with 49% of the votes, and Lord of War with 27% of the votes. Next matchup, The Flash, Rumblefish, World Trade Center, and it Could Happen to You.
The Flash moves on.
It better fucking not.
The two that moves on is It Could Happen to You with 44% of the votes.
That one.
And Rumblefish with 27% of the votes.
Oh. I haven't seen Rumblefish. I guess I assumed World Trade Center would move on, but...
We do have one one-on-one 1v1 matchup in this, and it is The Croods versus The Rock.
Oh,
this was a Friday vote.
No, come on.
This was a Friday vote. The
Croods was not that good.
This was a Friday vote. Wow. Amanda, what's your win?
The Rock. I mean, The Croods is cute, but it's not better than The Rock.
The Rock moves on by 50.5% of the total votes.
The Rock is one of his best movies ever. I mean, it's in his top five, I think.
It damn near lost.
For me, anyway.
Definitely well into his top 30. That's for damn sure.
Right?
So God is truth. So God is truth. For our Friday votes, for our 50-50 votes, because we don't do Facebook anymore. We have the small group chat for the show, for the review show. And I say, whoever the first person that says who wins, get the win. If somebody would have said Cruz, The Rock would have been out of there. The Rock would have been out of there. Just saying.
And I would have literally gone to war with CJ and or Josh over that one.
Just saying.
There's no way in hell I would have voted for Cruz over The Rock.
All right. So... we're on round four. We still doing the four in matchups. So we have Ghost Rider, Face Off, National Treasure, Book of Secrets, and Raising Arizona.
Ooh.
And the two that moves on is Face Off by 41% of the votes, and Raising Arizona by 30% of the votes. Listen, you know that I'm not voting or tampering with this shit, because if it was Raising Arizona, but out a long fucking time.
Wouldn't have made it out of the first round.
But
National Treasure Book of Secrets is better than Raising Arizona, people. Come on.
According to them, it's not. Our next matchups are National Treasure, Adaption, Con Air, and Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
If it's not National Treasure and Con Air, I riot.
I don't want to fuck with you so bad. Con Air is the first one to move on with 45% of the votes. Nino says Con Air as well. Second is National Treasure with 33% of the total votes. And last but not least in this round is this matchup with Lord of War, Rumblefish, The Rock, and It Could Happen to You.
The Rock.
And It Could Happen to You.
Well, The Rock did move on by 74% of the total votes.
Nice.
Lord of War moves on with 11% of the total votes.
Okay.
It Could Happen to You had 9, and Rumblefish had 4. You asked when did Faceoff lose? Faceoff didn't lose yet. It made it to the next round. And then I see Jessica says National Treasure and National Treasure. Bubbles, yes. Bubbles is right. The next treasure then moves on. Then we're in the quarterfinals. All the quarterfinals is 1v1. All right. Amanda, what's a better movie? Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse or National Treasure?
National Treasure.
And Bubbles says, hey, hey, hey. National Treasure did move on by 81% of the votes.
Nice.
Casey, what's a better movie? Face Off or Con Air?
Oh.
Nino says Spider-Man. And he's out his damn mind. Anyways, Casey, Face Off or Con Air? Also, while Casey thinks about that, The Rock is the bye in the quarterfinals, and we'll move on to the final four.
Thanks.
All
right. For me personally, it's a Friday vote, and I'm going to go with Con Air.
No. Okay.
So Nino says Con Air as well.
Put the bunny back in the box.
Bubbles says Face Off.
Face Off.
The voter says Con Air by 56% of the total votes. And
I knew it was going to be close. I hate that matchup.
I personally think, like, both movies are really good, but I personally think Face Off, where both lead actors had to play two different characters, I don't know how you vote that out. Like, the acting abilities in that are just off the charts, in my opinion. And he makes a really good bad guy.
He does make a really good bad guy.
And then a bad guy is a good guy who's really still the bad guy.
All right. And then, Amanda, it's a better movie. Raising Arizona or Lord of War?
Don't ask me. I haven't seen Lord of War, but I'll go with that because Raising Arizona shouldn't be here still.
Casey, which is a better movie, Lord of War or Raising Arizona?
Lord of War.
Raising Arizona wins by 69%.
Of course it does.
So we're in the final four, ladies and gentlemen. Whoa.
Raising Arizona's in the final four. Jesus.
Yes, we're in the final four. Amanda, what's the better movie? Raising Arizona or National Treasure?
National Treasure. Movie's Casey. A classic.
National Treasure, Bob.
National Treasure moves on to the finals with 58% of the total votes. Casey, what's the better movie? The Rock. The Rock or Con Air?
The Rock. No offense to the bunny, but get the fuck out of here.
All right.
Face Off.
Is it The Rock or Con Air, Amanda?
The Rock.
The Rock moves on by 56% of the total votes, which means the finals would be The Rock versus National Treasure. However, though, we need to do the third place game first. So you two just get to choose the third place game. I won't have anything to do with this, even though I know what I will choose.
Okay.
So, Amanda, I need you to choose between number 7, Raising Arizona, 1987, or number 49, Con Air, 1997.
Okay, well, I'm going to pick a movie, but even though it's a Nicolas Cage movie, the best character in that movie is Steve Buscemi's character. He's just like all casual. I once drove through 7 states wearing a woman's head as a hat. And defy irony, a bunch of idiots dancing around on a plane on a plane to a song made famous by a band that died in a plane crash. Okay, anyway, yeah, it's Con Air.
So my other friend, Amanda, we call her May, lives in Alaska right now. Shout out to the Cold State. She said this is a trick question because there's no such thing as a good Nicolas Cage movie.
Wow, shots fired.
And Jessica says,
National Treasure, Amanda? Con Air.
All right, so Amanda picked Con Air. Casey.
I mean, realistically, I'd been taking applications for a new co-host if she had said Raising Arizona. So it's Con Air.
All right. And Con Air is a full sweep because on social media, it was 60% Con Air.
Put the bunny right back in the box.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the finals. Number 32, The Rock. First, number 58, National Treasure. The Rock came out in 1996. National Treasure came out in 2004. You can find National Treasure on Disney Plus, mm-hmm. and basically every time on TNT.
Gosh, yeah,
so you can find Hulu. You can find The Rock on Hulu. All right, Amanda, if you had to vote for this, what would you vote for, The Rock or National Treasure?
George would want me to vote for National Treasure. It's one of his very favorite movies, but I personally would probably vote for The Rock. But they're both great.
Casey.
Dwayne, The Rock.
Okay. With that being said, if I had to vote, and I think I did vote, actually, I would have voted for National Treasure.
Yeah.
National Treasure is fucking amazing.
Nothing wrong with that.
Both of these movies are fucking awesome.
Yeah. However, though, about 54% of the total votes. And for the finals, we do let Facebook vote. So half will go to Facebook, half goes to Twitter. On Twitter, 55% The Rock. On Facebook, 53% The Rock.
Nice.
Which means that The Rock wins by 54% of the total votes. So number one is The Rock. Number two, National Treasure. Number three is Con Air. Number four is Raising Arizona. How do y'all feel about that?
Should be Face Off instead of Raising Arizona, but other than that, I like it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's probably three or four other movies other than Raising Arizona, but...
Well, yeah. Face Off should have been in there.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, lady and gentleman, for doing this. I know you had some technical difficulties in the beginning, but I'm happy that we got this, that we could do this. Next week, depending on if y'all get your life together and finish Game of Thrones, because you know, I did.
I'm trying my ass off.
And Bubble says she's agreed with Amanda. Should have been whatever made the pick. I forgot your pick. Okay. So if we don't get to Game of Thrones, then we will either be doing the cartoons review or the hopefully 3-on-3. yeah, not trying hard enough. Yeah, Kendra's right.
Shots fired.
How far into the show are you, Kendra?
And Bubble says she's always slowly getting through Game of Thrones. But we are either going to do either the cartoons review or a 3-on-3 for the comedy movies that we're doing right now. And this is Friday, day before a special holiday, so it's 4/19. But special holiday next week. And here are some of the movies that we are doing comedy movies of 2000s for voting on Twitter. Kidder says she'd rather watch Dry Cement than Game of Thrones.
Well, I haven't watched it.
The movies that already made it, I'm not going to go through all the movies, but movies that already made it round two for the 2000s comedy movies is Waiting, 2005. The Incredibles, 2004. Not Another Teen Movie, 2001. Ratatouille, 2007. Aww. The Longest Yard, 2005. Monsters, Inc., 2001. Click, 2006. And Super Troopers, 2001.
Wait, you're saying those movies didn't make it?
Did make it.
Okay.
They made round two. I'm not sure if they're going to make it past round two. At least half of them won't.
Super Troopers better. You can't have a 2000s comedy bracket and not have Super Troopers go far.
Super Troopers barely made the bracket. Super Troopers ranked number 96, according to Rotten Tomatoes.
Bullshit.
Also, if you, because we still have a little bit of time left, you hear me out. These are the movies that did not make the 2000 comedies bracket.
Oh, no.
I'm going to go from top to bottom. We have the Brothers 2001, Cheaper by the Dozen 2003, Bad Boys 2 2003,
what?
The Hot Chick 2002, Next Friday 2000, I Think I Love My Wife 2007, Dude, Where's My Car 2000. Rush Hour 3, 2007. Diary of a Mad Black Woman, 2005. White Chicks, 2004. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry, 2007. Grandma's Boy, 2006. Without a Paddle, 2004. Joe Dirt, 2001. Norbit 2007 and Three Strikes 2000. Those are the movies that did not make it in. Now, Amanda, let me just go, you've got a little bit of time. What movies do you think should have made it out of the movies that are set?
Joe Dirt. don't try to church it up, boy.
so many TBS staples, as Kendra says.
Joe Dirt, Dude, Where's My Car, and what's the one that I said what to?
Oh, it was the White Chicks?
Yes, White Chicks. White Chicks not being in there is awful.
All right, Casey, some movies that you think should be on there?
Literally, my co-host literally stole my two, because like White Chicks and Dude, Where's My Car are not TBS staples, but they are comedy staples. So,
well, they are definitely TBS staples. That's not wrong at all to say that. but to me, I love The Brothers. The Brothers is a black staple. I'm saying that right now. Also, an underrated movie on here is I Think I Love My Wife. I'm not a big fan of Chris Rock, but that is actually a really good movie. Got you. It's not the ha 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 moments, but it's make you think moments. And because I'm a stoner, Grandma Boy. Grandma Boys is hilarious, but
I really like Diary of a Mad Black Woman, but I guess I didn't really think of that as like a comedy. That movie is kind of dark. I mean, there's funny parts, but it's kind of like, oh.
Well, it's more like a dramedy.
Yeah, dramedy.
All right, so again, I want to thank you all for doing this, and let's say our goodbye, starting with
I am Amanda, host of The Sip List, co-host of An Evening at the Movies, Crime Rewind, Literature Reapers. Thanks for having me. I enjoyed the little break from the heart wreckage that Taylor Swift has caused me since 11 p.m. last night. Speaking of that, for people who do care about Taylor Swift and her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, we found out in the middle of the night it's a double album, so 31 total songs, and Shanna and I, and probably Ashley, will be doing our top 5 songs from the Tortured Poets Department coming up soon, so stay tuned for that. And other than that, the sip list is, I got to get back on track, so I don't really know what we have coming up, to be honest. I did want to say real quick, since we're recording today, today is April 19th, and for people that don't know, it's the anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing, and so I would just like to say, everybody, take a moment and remember the people that died, 168 people. That was one of the hardest days of my entire life, and I just think it's always a good idea to not forget about it, because it could unfortunately happen again. So say a thought and prayer for the people and their families today, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Amanda.
Hi, I'm Casey. For those of you who don't remember the fact that it's been a few weeks since I've been back, but I am co-host of An Evening at the Movies, co-host of Literature Reapers, founding member of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network. This was a lot of fun. I miss being here the last couple weeks. For those of you who don't know, Literature Reapers will be coming back eventually, sometime in the semi-near future. An Evening at the Movies drops each and every Wednesday morning. And we have a very special episode coming up on April the 24th, depending upon when this releases. But it's either in the past or in the future. So definitely check it out, because it is a very special person's birthday. And we'll be discussing Perks of Being a Wallflower. So come check it out and have some fun. I think that is it for now. I will be back next week for some more shenanigans and lots of fun. Peace out, homies.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah. I want to thank Amanda and Casey for doing this. And with the new format for these brackets, this probably be a shorter review show, which is that's fantastic, by the way. But to do one-on-ones, there'll still be the same formats. 1v1s, 2-on-2s, if you're doing those, there'll still be the same formats. Those won't change. However, Amanda and Casey knows for a fact that they know that they can always come on to do these brackets, especially the little special ones we're doing really, really soon. That Harvey already gave me his for some fucking reason. That was fast.
But I already said you mine because I already had it on Letterboxd.
Oh, well, yes, yeah, and yours too. But they know they can come on and do these brackets anytime they want to. But however, though, you got to do a bracket that I already made, because even though I love doing these brackets, these are a bitch to make. With that being said, my name is DeAndre Robinson, and we are out.
Bye.